talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was Simon and Garfunkel with Homeward Bound, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to our show producer Christine Sinanen for coming up with today's home theme song. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up less than a month, August 23rd through the 25th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And we also organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which takes place every April on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we're going to kind of take you behind the scenes a little bit. And we're going to be talking with art director of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Patrick Brickman, along with photographer and graphic designer Callie Cranford and Ebony Ellis. And we're going to be talking about the new summer issue, which is out right now, and what it was like for them as photographers and designers to create the summer issue. We're also going to be talking with our editors, Aaron Forbes and Ali Stenke. And then we've also got an interview with Shannon Gallo with the Oyster Candle Company, Dave Williams, chief meteorologist with ABC News 4, about the big flashlight giveaway, $20 flashlights to the first 200 guests on Saturday and Sunday at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And we'll also be talking with Chris Gentry with Lowe's Home Improvement, who is providing those flashlights. We have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. I'd like to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the creative offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we are located on the Upper Peninsula, right next to the great Lewis Barbecue. And about once a quarter, when our new issue comes out of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, we like to sit down with some of the staff and talk to them about their responsibilities and how they help to create our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And joining us now is our art director, Patrick Brickman, and photographer, graphic designer, Callie Cranford, and also our other photographer and graphic designer, Ebony Ellis. How are you folks doing?
Doing good, Tim.
Good.
Good, good.
Good, good.
Pretty good.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out from your photo shoots and designing ads for our clients in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. So the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine is out now, and we have Liz Martin. She's I guess she'd be known as an influencer on the cover of our Charleston Home and Design magazine. Talk about the photo shoot, who Liz Martin is in the photo shoot that that we did with at her downtown house.
Yeah, Liz has a very good online presence on Instagram and her website. And besides that, she has her own store where she sells balloons and local plants and goodies, and super fun personality. Great person. Had a pleasure to meet her and her husband, photograph her home, and just has a very unique style, a lot of color, super trendy. She's on top of what's hot and new around Charleston, and mm-hmm. just it was a pleasure meeting her and getting to photograph her space.
Yeah, she was extremely fun to work with, super bubbly and happy. Her Weekender bag that she sells in her store was really cool to photograph, and her closet, all her pops of color and super awesome prints were fun to shoot as well.
Mm-hmm.
Great cover and great social media coverage as well.
Right, right. So besides besides our feature story with Liz Martin, the summer issue traditionally is our outdoor living issue, and talk about what was involved with you three as photographers going out and shooting outdoor living spaces, and you know, some of the shoots that resonated with you.
Well, a lot of bug spray, a lot of sweating going on around here. It's super hot right now. So we got most of this done kind of in the springtime, which was nice. But, it's one of my favorite things to photograph, just being outside. I love landscaping and just plants and pops of color here and there. So it's interesting for me to see what people are doing all around and how they kind of transition their indoor space into like a sunroom, to a patio, to their yard, and just what they do with their outdoor furniture or grilling or pools. And it gives me ideas for my own house. But just going out and about and taking a lot of cool photos of nice homes and trying to pinpoint, you know, what's new and kind of what people are doing nowadays with their outdoor spaces.
Right, right. What was it like for you, Ebony, to be to shoot some of those outdoor living spaces?
It was really fun. I think for me, growing up on a farm, it definitely brought back memories to be outside and to have experience being near lakes and water. And like Patrick said, a lot of bug spray. I got bit a lot. So it was really fun, and just like having an eye outside and to pinpoint different things to shoot, whether they're close-ups of the pool and the details, or whether it was different interior design, where it's the patio or the flooring of the tiles, sometimes outside in the sunroom.
A lot of interior designers are designing outdoor living spaces, so it's almost like they need to change their name. I don't know to what, but interior designer doesn't fully capture what they do.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So it was a lot of fun. I think that's one of my favorites to do, and just to be outside and not being in an enclosed space. So it was definitely great.
You know, I would say every issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine has just tons of inspiration, and that's probably our biggest asset to our readers. Is they could pick up our kitchen issue or our bathroom issue or outdoor living guide, and we're working right now on our remodeling issue, and look through the pages and find lots of great ideas for their own space. And I wanted to ask you just from a technical point of view, photographing indoors is completely different from photographing outdoors. What kind of challenges did you have to overcome?
We were pretty lucky this summer issue with just good weather. That's probably the biggest thing, is trying to factor in scheduling with a good day of weather. Lighting goes a long way. It's usually super bright outside, and then the porches are a little bit darker. So just lightening up the porch to even out the light so you can see that marsh or mm-hmm. Nice view of the ocean is always a challenge for me.
Mm-hmm. And I think, Patrick, you've mentioned before that photographing in the afternoon, is that better? I know that's better for interiors, but what about exteriors?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, you would want to photograph it first thing in the morning or kind of in the evening, kind of that golden hour before or after sunset, sunrise. So that's probably ideal with our work. We deal with what we can, but outdoors is a little different than interior. Interior, it's a little more controlled space, mm-hmm. and you never know what you get with outside
right.
kind of conditions.
Right, and once the photographs are taken, that's really just the beginning, because you three spend an awful lot of time at your Apple computers editing these photographs.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, some people, they just think you take a photo and then you could send it to them, but there's a lot of time, organizing the files, editing them in one program, taking them to another program, editing them further, and then sharing them properly. So there's a whole process that goes into professional photography that I've grown to appreciate, and I hope, everyone that views our magazine does as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just wanted to mention a quick plug for us. One of the biggest advantages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine to the advertisers within our pages is that when they come on board as an advertiser, all of the photography is free. It's all included, and so it is quite costly to hire a professional photographer and to get those professional photographs taken and edited, and that's a big thing. I know that's something that is truly valued by a lot of our advertisers. Callie, what's your favorite part of the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine?
There's so many good sections. This issue is like jam-packed with so many fun things going on. I really liked shooting the Architects Gallery.
Mm.
Super amazing houses, beautiful architecture, gorgeous lighting. It was amazing to shoot, and I really enjoyed looking at every detail of every room and all the hard work that was put into those homes.
That's another feature we have in the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We call it our Architect's Gallery of Custom Homes. And I think we have about 8 or 9 projects, 10 projects, thank you, from local architects. And I don't know about you, but can you tell a difference when you walk into one of those architect-designed homes versus maybe one that has not been designed by an architect?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. Just the thought that goes, when you walk right in, you can tell there's a wow factor usually, whether it's these grand staircases or the arcs and just the ceiling detail, usually the molding. And from the street too, when you're driving up, you can tell usually that house next to the one next door.
Right.
That's the one I'm going to photograph. And yeah, I'm excited to kind of do those every year too. Did one downtown and it was a restoration. Really neat just to see the old restored look with the architect's spin on it.
Once again, tons and tons of ideas and inspiration within the pages in the feature Architect's Gallery of Custom Home in the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. How about you, Ebony? What's your favorite part about the new summer issue?
I would definitely say probably the architecture for sure. So it was really cool just to see how people thought about just the smallest things, and it was just really amazing just seeing something completely different. So I would say that will be my favorite, along with some of the houses that were shot outside that had pools, and then there was a lake at the back. But I would say for sure Architect was my favorite, just to
Architect's
see the
gallery.
Difference.
Yeah. Well, good deal. Well, I just wanted to say on behalf of the entire staff at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, thank you, all three of you, for your hard work. Without the photographs, and that's what a lot of people really look for when they pick up Charleston Home and Design Magazine. They want to see the amazing photography. And so thank you all for your hard work, not just on the photography, but the overall design in not just the summer issue, but every issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. Well, we have been talking with art director Patrick Brickman, photographers and graphic designers Callie Cranford and Ebony Ellis. Thank you, folks. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And now we're talking with a couple of our editors of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, Aaron Forbes, our senior editor, and also Allie Stanky, our other editor. How are you ladies doing?
Doing great, Tim. Thanks for having us.
Sure. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, about once a quarter when our new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine comes out, I like to sit down with some of the staff and talk to them about what went into the new issue and what was their take on it. And our summer issue, we've got on the cover influencer Liz Martin. She lives downtown. And what was it like to interview her and write the story for the cover story?
It was so much fun to interview Liz. She's such a fun, bubbly personality, and to just sit down with her and talk about, you know, her past and how she's become a social media influencer and even a businesswoman as well. It was just a really great story to listen to her tell about her journey and, you know, all of the things that she does, because she wears so many hats mm-hmm. that I was very impressed mm-hmm. with how many things she does. I'm like, do you ever sleep? Mm-hmm. I don't think she sleeps. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, and she's very colorful, which I think comes through in the, you know, the cover and just the pictures of her house and the way that she is as a person.
Right. Yeah. And another feature that we have in the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine is our outdoor living guide. And what was that like, Allie, to work on that story?
That was super fun. We were really lucky this year with weather. You know, rain held out for us, so mm-hmm. we had a lot of really nice days to be able to go out and photograph all that stuff. Lots of fun pool features and just a lot of really pretty things to see, which is great for Charleston because we have nice weather 6 months out of the year.
Right.
So it's nice to see not just in the summer, but how you can continue that through the rest of the seasons too.
You know, the photography is so important. We've got such beautiful photography in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, but the words that accompany that photography, that's your responsibility, the two editors here. And is it a challenge to try to, you know, one of our, you go out on a shoot, you take photographs, but then you're trying to kind of boil down what it is that the subject matter, what it is that people are going to be looking at. What's that like?
That's a really good question. Actually, a lot of people that read the magazine are like, it's so exciting that you get to go and see these beautiful, beautiful homes, and that must be just such a glamorous job. And I was like, well, it really is. It's a lot of fun to meet the homeowners, but it's also really important for us to portray what those homeowners are doing and why they're choosing the products that they're choosing. So really what we do is we come from a point of what do the homeowners want to see, and what do our clients who are in the magazine need to portray to those homeowners, or why those products are important, why the processes that they have are really important to helping homeowners make important and, you know, ultimately good choices for the products that they are going to live with for the rest of that home's life.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really, really important to us to portray and get the really, I guess just the
true
major
angle.
The true angle, yeah, like you said, across to the mm-hmm. homeowners, because ultimately we want to be a tool
right.
for them.
And for those that may not be familiar with how Charleston Home and Design Magazine works, we've been around for 20 years, and from the very beginning we realized that there's so many remodeling and new construction projects, lots and lots of different projects going on, that we don't have to look outside of Charleston
right.
for these projects. There's so much going on right here in Charleston that we can focus on that. And on related to that, readers of who live here in Charleston, you know, it might be nice to look at Howe's or Instagram and look at beautiful photographs in California or wherever.
Sure.
But to be able to look at these projects that are right here in Charleston, mm-hmm. and to be able to, and one of your jobs as editors is to help a reader identify exactly who is responsible for those projects.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that if someone really likes what they see, they can call that company, that
Absolutely.
Local company. It's
yes.
not like they're trying to call a national company or somebody way out of town or something. These companies are right here in Charleston.
Right, exactly. And it's really, really important for us to get those homeowners in touch with the people that, you know, do that work that they see that they really, really love. Excuse me. Because ultimately, that is their home. That's where they're going to spend the majority of their time. They should be able to enjoy it, mm-hmm. and it should last for a long time.
Exactly. Allie, what's your favorite part of the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine?
I really liked working on the Designer Show House.
Uh-huh.
I think that was a really cool feature. I wrote that one last year, too, for the fall issue. And this year was a little bit different for us because we were able to go in and see the house before the designers got in and finished the process. So we saw, you know, they had some issues with flooding in one of the bathrooms, and so we saw some of that damage and kind of saw the process through from start to finish, which was a really rewarding thing, and it made it a lot easier. I think a lot more fun, too, for me to be able to write because I had seen the befores and I saw the after. So
that's the Charleston Symphony Orchestra League's Designer Show House that was
yes.
open in part of March, part of April,
mm-hmm.
And it was a house downtown. How about you, Erin? What are some of your favorites?
You know, Tim, it's really hard to choose, honestly. Personally, I love how colorful our cover story is, and that's partly due to Liz, and it's partly due to, you know, our general love for color here at the magazine. We just love fun pops of color and interesting stories. But I would say that, you know, as far as information goes, one of my favorites is the Hurricane Guide, mm. because it's really, really important for homeowners to be not just prepared, but also know who to contact after the storm. So we put together a pretty comprehensive guide every year. And I know that a lot of people here are like, oh, it's a hurricane. Everything will be fine. My house is elevated. But it's more complicated than that. Storms like that have a really profound effect on the ground, the trees, the houses, like everything. It affects everything. So mm-hmm. it's really, really important for people to know how a hurricane can affect their home, how to be prepared, and how to fix it once it's done.
Right. And, you know, as far as being prepared, we have a very comprehensive list of different local companies that can help, from roofing companies to permanent standby generator companies. What other kinds of shutter companies,
windows
and doors,
people who have the glass windows that are shatterproof, that kind of thing. I mean, it boils down to every part of the house. How does your foundation look? How does your crawl space look? How are your gutters performing? How are your shutters performing? How is your garage door performing as well? Because the mm-hmm. garage door is actually the biggest
opening
entry point in the house. And a lot of people just kind of like, oh, I'll just get a garage door. But really, you should look into
a protective garage door. By code, you have
yes.
to have those hurricane struts in there.
Right, right.
Well, good deal. Well, thank you. Thank you both to our editors, Erin Forbes, our senior editor, and Allie Stanky, our other editor. Because without you two helping to organize, you set up all the photo shoots
right,
for our
yeah.
photographers to go mm-hmm. on, and you're in constant contact with the companies. Thank you all for your patience and persevering. It's a great issue. Everyone should pick up the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine. And you can go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com and get a list of different locations that you can go and pick that up. We're in almost every home-related retail store in Charleston. So, again, thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design magazine. And now we're talking with Shannon Gallo, with Oyster Candle Company. How are you doing, Shannon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. We are very, very excited to be working with the Oyster Candle Company. And we're partnering to have you folks out at the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening August 23rd through the 25th at the Gilliard Center downtown. And people, our listeners want to really, really focus here because you're going to have a chance to get to walk away with a free three-piece gift set from the Oyster Candle Company just for coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show on Saturday, August 24th, and Sunday, August 25th. And what we're doing, and in a second I'm going to ask Shannon to describe what these Oyster candles are all about, but what we're doing is on Saturday and Sunday at the show at 1 o'clock, the first 100 families who are coming to the show will get a free three-piece Oyster candle gift set. And they're about a $20 value. Is that right, Shannon?
Yes, that's correct. $20.
Well, describe what this Oyster candle is, because people may not be familiar with, you know, of course, everyone knows candles and that kind of thing. But what tell everyone about these Oyster candles.
So I've actually been a candle maker for about 15 years, and I've made candles in various vessels. My family and I moved to the Charleston area about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And so when we moved here, my husband and I had the conversation about making the candles in a unique vessel that would be hyper-focused to the area, something that people were excited about or something that was very coastal. So after a trip down to New Orleans and all the oysters we could possibly eat, we came back up to Charleston and said, okay, and then there's just as many oysters and oyster bars here as there were there. And it just was just in the back of our head. It just oysters, oysters, oysters. Mm-hmm. So we sat at a local restaurant, ate some oysters, asked if we could take the oyster shells to go in a to-go box. The waitress thought we were crazy, but she handed us a to-go box. We took them home. I scrubbed them up and created and poured the candle wax right into the oyster shell. And then just kind of went upstairs in my craft room, played around with some packaging, and we found, I happened to have some baking boxes, little baker's boxes sitting around from a baking project I did. So I put them inside the baking box, and with the clear display, people can actually see the oyster shells.
That's smart.
As they purchase them.
So. Yeah. And the cookie box, now I'm getting it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I've seen cookies in these boxes before, and it is nice to be able to look through the plastic and see exactly what it is you're buying. And paint a picture for our listeners. Like, describe what, because it's not just the oyster shell with the wax and the wick. What is it that you've got here on the bottom?
So what we do is we actually take the half shell of the oyster. After an intense scrubbing and bleaching process, then we add a little base to the bottom. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's just an industrial type rope, mm-hmm. and it is cut to the shape. And it basically balances the bottom of the oyster shell so that when people light the tea light candle, it doesn't topple over.
Gotcha.
It's just a nice, steady surface.
Nice, nice. That makes a lot of sense. And then are there different flavors for the aromas for the candles themselves?
Yeah. So we actually produce the oyster shells in three different fragrances. They're our top selling fragrances. We also make wood wick candles, and those come in a wide variety as well. But what we've found is that the fragrances that are more coastal, for example, sea salt and palmetto is our number one fragrance. It's the fragrance is a little sea salt with orchid, a little floral in it as well. And the combination just makes people think ocean and coastal, which goes really well with the oyster shells. And that's actually the fragrance that we're going to be providing for the home show as well.
Nice. Well, that's great.
Uh-huh.
How long will, what's the duration to the burn time, I guess, for these candles?
Yeah, so each of our candles burn anywhere from 2 to 4 hours. We tell people that they are equivalent to a tea light. light candle. Mm-hmm. So on occasion, if I have a charcuterie that I'm putting out and having a few guests over, I'll put a few of the candles out just for the ambiance for the evening. And as I mentioned, you know, if our customers are looking for something more for the long haul, they're wanting to really, you know, add fragrance to their home for longevity, then we have wood crackling wick candles that come in a jar with an oyster shell on the outside. So we do have that option as well if people are looking for something for long term. But oftentimes people will purchase our oyster shell boxes and leave the oyster shells out just for decoration. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they look nice sitting on a coffee table. And like I said, especially with the coastal look and decor in the area, it goes really well in people's homes.
Mm-hmm. Our social media director, Christine Sinanen, I had asked her, could you try to make some suggestions to me, some local companies that are creating local products that maybe I could reach out to talk to about tying in with a giveaway at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And she knew about the Oyster Candle Company and had picked up your oyster candles in the past, and so you know people love local products. They love local produce. They love products that are made locally, and this is something that is made right here in Charleston. Talk about the process, how you make these oysters.
Sure. So we actually collect the oyster shells from local restaurants. There are some various restaurants that I work with, and I go by with big 5-gallon paint buckets, mm-hmm. and they fill them up with the oyster shells. We get, you know, it's kind of a messy process, but I've got some help on that end with the scrubbing and the cleaning and drying out the oyster shells. 90% of the oyster shells that we collect, we absolutely cannot use. Either they're too flat or they're too small. Sometimes they're cracked down the middle. I mean, just for various reasons, they're not, you know, able to be used. So we take those oyster shells immediately to the recycling center, and those oyster shells go through a drying out process. Then they go back into the ocean so that they can be used to reproduce, because mm-hmm. the old shells are required to go through that process. So we separate the ones that we can use versus the ones we can't. The ones that we can, we take to our, we actually have a new studio in Charleston on King Street. And so we take them to our studio and, as I mentioned, add the bases, pour the wax, and go through the packaging process to go to our various suppliers that we have mm-hmm. actually up and down the coastline now.
Well, you know, we recycle at home and here at the office, and everyone should try to reduce the flow of waste into the landfills and stuff. When it comes to oysters, this is actually better than recycling, because you're reusing the product. It's not just being tossed away or tossed back into the water. So, I mean, that's an excellent use of helping the environment. And these are all handmade. They have to be handmade, right? There's no machine that creates.
Each and every single one of our candles that we make, whether it be the wood wicks or the oyster shells, are hand. They're touched several times by either me or one of my helpers. We go through the process of, like I said, scrubbing, cleaning, pouring, packaging. There isn't one aspect of it that's made by a machine. Mm-hmm. So we definitely, when we say handcrafted, hand poured, they're definitely handmade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, we're going to be giving away 100 of the Oyster Candle Company gift sets on Saturday, August 24th at 1 p.m. and then another 100 on Sunday, August 25th at 1 p.m. starting at 1 p.m. And the key here is gift set, and you know, it seems like it's so hard to buy for people these days, gifts, whether, you know, whatever the holiday might be, and you want something unique, and this is definitely a very unique item that you know people should consider. Whether it's giving to a woman or a man, I think it would be well received. It's because it's so personal, and it's local and so unique. I mean, Who else is making oyster candles?
There weren't any when I first started. there's a couple more that have popped up, but as you know, to be expected, they're fun to make. So mm-hmm. I'm sure people are enjoying crafting them. So they're definitely a unique find, and you can find them in various locations in Mount Pleasant and Charleston, and then some surrounding states, and all the way up to New England. And
yeah, so. Where specifically can people buy your Oyster Candle Company gift sets?
Well, we have over 130 different retailers that are listed on our website. We've got some local favorites. Our very first account that we brought the candles into was Seawee Outpost mm-hmm. in Allendaw, so mm-hmm. that was number one. We're in Zinnia, which is in Bell Hall in Mount Pleasant. To Cumberland, Palmetto Moon. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a long list. I wish I could name them all, because these are such great business owners. When I walk in, it's hugs and welcomes, and
yeah.
it makes it fun. It's very enjoyable.
And can they go to the Oyster Candle Company website and see a list of places they could maybe pick up your candles?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a tab on our website that just says retailers, and they can see them all. And then in the next month, they'll actually be able to come by our location at 263 King Street to mm-hmm. purchase as well. So.
And you told me before we started the interview that a lot of retailers are it's hard for you to keep up with the demand yeah. of the orders, right?
Yes, it's a great problem to have, mm-hmm. And we're quickly trying to figure out a resolution on speeding up the production. Mm-hmm. The first step was moving into a studio where I can have people come in and help as well. We're also down at the market, at the Charleston City Market, sometimes during the day, but mostly on the weekend evenings. So I'm having some help there as well. So yeah, it's right now it's just trying to get some people in to help me out, and then just try to keep up with that demand. We started in August, like I said, with just a little handful of accounts, and now over 130 retailers.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That's awesome. Everyone loves a success story like that. The little guy making good. So that's
yeah.
that's awesome. Congratulations on your new business, and we want everyone to come out to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Which is happening Friday through Sunday, August 23rd through the 25th. And if you come on Saturday or Sunday, August 24th and 25th, be one of the first 100 families at 1 o'clock, and you'll get yourself a free three-piece Oyster Candle Company gift set from the Oyster Candle Company in Charleston. So that's awesome. And how can people get more information about Oyster Candle Company?
Best place would be to go to our website, which is www.oystercandlecompany.com, mm-hmm. all spelled out. Our Instagram is also great for a visual as well, which is Oyster Candle Company altogether.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, we have been talking with Shannon Gallo with Oyster Candle Company, and we're so excited to be working with you. Thanks so much, Shannon.
Yes, thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we are talking with Chief Meteorologist Dave Williams with ABC News 4. How are you doing, Dave?
Hey, Tim. Doing great.
Good, good. Dave, we are so excited to be partnering with ABC News 4 with two special projects that we've got, two special events we've got going on at the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is going to be happening August 23rd through the 25th at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. And the first one happens on Friday, which we have free admission on Friday, and it is a hurricane panel of experts, and Dave, you're going to be part of that panel of experts, right?
Yes, I am, and we're going to be talking about hurricanes and the potential impacts here in the Lowcountry, because it varies for every storm. Some storms, it's the wind you have to be worried about. Sometimes it's the water you have to be worried about, from either freshwater flooding or storm surge, and that can bring different hazards to your home.
Exactly, and of course, we're going to be zeroing in on how you can protect your home and how storms impact your home. And so
Let's talk for just a quick second about, like, when there's high winds, why do people have to protect their windows and door openings on their house?
And the big thing is there that you don't want any wind intrusion whatsoever into your house. And you have to think about your windows, your doors, and don't forget about your garage door. If your garage door is compromised, what happens is the wind blows that garage door out. The wind gets in and creates eddies inside of the space that it invades, and it'll tear the roof off of the garage and possibly tear the roof off of your house if it penetrates into your house. So that's why you protect the windows with either hurricane shutters or with some sort of covering. Taping your windows does not do anything, because if you get hit by a flying missile, which would be like a 2x4 or something.
Or your neighbor's grill.
Or your neighbor's grill, exactly, which they should have taken in ahead of time. But it happens, and if your house is compromised in any way, once that wind is in, that's it for your house.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so every home that is built today in South Carolina, especially on the coast, it is required by code that you have some sort of hurricane protection on covering the windows and the doors. And so if your house is not a newly built house, and you haven't taken any action to protect those windows and doors by buying shutters or some of the other hurricane protection systems, then you are vulnerable.
Absolutely. And one of the things, a real easy thing to do, is get a roofer to come to your house and have them check to make sure that you have hurricane clips between your house and the trusses in the roof to keep that roof secured on your house. Some houses do not have that, and it's a real simple, easy fix, and it could save you not only thousands of dollars, it could save you the roof on your house.
Exactly. And on Friday, August 23rd, we have free admission all day on Friday to the Charleston Fall Home Show from 11 a.m. when the show opens until 5:30 p.m. And on Friday, starting at 3:15, Dave has very graciously volunteered to be part of the panel of experts. And we're going to have a number of local reputable companies that we'll have roofing companies, we'll have shutter companies, we'll have a generator company, we'll have a company that markets some of the flood vents, and you haven't talked about that, but that was what we had with Florence last year, right? It was more of a flooding event.
And that was mainly from the North South Carolina border up to the north, but it certainly shows what the potential could do here in the low country. People did get flooded out in North Carolina mainly with the storm surge that came into New Bern. And then you got the freshwater flooding on the backside of Florence. And I had some friends that lived up in Sockaste. They lost their home, and that was it for about 7 or 8 months. They had to live in an apartment until their house got fixed. So it's certainly something that we have to watch out for, definitely that water, in two ways, from the storm surge initially and then the freshwater flooding on the backside of the storm.
So our hope is that we can help enlighten folks that sit in on this storm panel of experts, and also get your questions answered as to what might be the work best on your own home. And all of those hurricane protection product experts, they're all local companies. They will be on hand afterwards to talk one-on-one with you. So this is a great opportunity, which would be wonderful to meet Chief Meteorologist Dave Williams, but then also to make contact with the companies that can help shore up your home and make your home bring your home up to code, because there's thousands of homes in the low country that were built years ago before the codes were improved. And and then Dave, the other event that we've got going on with ABC News 4 is starting on Saturday morning and Sunday morning when the show opens. We've partnered with Lowe's Home Improvement to give away 400 free flashlights, and these are $20 flashlights that we're giving away to the first 200 families on Saturday morning starting at 10 o'clock, and then the first 200 families on Sunday morning starting at 11 o'clock when the show opens. And all you have to do, just pay our regular show admission, $7 per person, and you walk away with a $20 flashlight. So it's a really good deal. And special thanks to Lowe's Home Improvement and also ABC News 4 for getting the word out about this flashlight giveaway. And Dave, we recently shot the commercial for the free flashlight giveaway at Lowe's Home Improvement. What did you think of that flashlight?
The flashlight's awesome, and it's got a couple different settings on it. If you are without power during a hurricane, or even with some of these thunderstorms that we get during the summertime normally, it's got a strobe feature on it. So if you need to get somebody's attention, you can do that strobe feature. They might see you a ways away. And they've also got the regular light feature too. So it's a great looking flashlight, very durable. I mean, that thing, you could probably throw it against the wall and it would be just fine. LED, so it's very bright and penetrates quite a good distance. And another thing that we were talking about a little bit earlier, some folks get scared off by the initial cost of fixing up their house. But you've got to think this is going to be a long-term solution to keep your house safe. And also, a lot of times, if you make the precautions ahead of time and contact your insurance agent, you'll get a break on your insurance premiums going forward. So I don't think a lot of people think about that. So it's really going to save you money and possibly save you your house in the long run.
That's absolutely true. You're going to be entitled to some breaks on your insurance. So the improvements you make will end up paying for themselves. So thank you, Dave, so much for all of your time and helping us get the word out for the Hurricane Panel of Experts happening Friday afternoon, starting at 3:15 at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and also the 400 free flashlights, $20 value on those flashlights that we're going to be giving away both Saturday and Sunday at the home show. Thanks so much, Dave.
Awesome. Thank you, Tim, and everybody stay safe during hurricane season.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Jean's Custom Workroom. They're located 1610 Sam Mertenberg Boulevard in West Ashley. And now we're talking with Chris Gentry with Lowe's Home Improvement Centers. How are you doing, Chris?
Hey, doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Of course, everybody knows what Lowe's is all about, and we're very, very proud to be partnering with Lowe's Home Improvement to be doing a huge flashlight giveaway at the Charleston Fall Home Show coming up August 23rd through the 25th. And it's all part of how we're trying to encourage people to get prepared for hurricane season. And we're going to be on Saturday morning when the show opens at 10 a.m. The first 200 families will each get it's about a $20 Craftsman flashlight. This is a very high quality flashlight Craftsman makes, and Lowe's, you folks sell those for about, I think it's like 1987, something like that.
Yeah, I believe it's 1998.
Okay, yeah. So it's a $20 flashlight that people can get for free just for coming to the Charleston Fall Home Show. Then on Sunday morning, when the show opens at 11, we're going to be giving away another 200 of these Craftsman flashlights to the first 200 families. So we're really, really excited. By my math, that's like $8,000 worth of flashlights we're giving away at the Charleston Fall Home Show. First of all, thank you. Thank you to
absolutely.
Lowe's Home Improvement for making this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are super excited to partner with this organization for this event. And, you know, we've got some great partnerships with some of our vendors like Craftsman, who's a great partner of ours. So really looking forward to this event. You know, hurricane season in Charleston, you know, there's always some sort of scare each year for us. So, you know, we take a lot of pride in partnering with people in advance to help educate the community and better support the community on how you can not only prepare for a hurricane, but also, you know, in the midst of one, how you can recover for one as well. So we're really looking forward to getting down there, handing out some flashlights, and hopefully educating a lot of people on, you know, how to really be prepared for hurricane season.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I'm trying to think if there's any other product that someone should have in their home, whether they're preparing for hurricane season or, you know, just in general, but a high quality flashlight. And you know, you can buy lots of cheapy flashlights, and it seems like you go to turn them on and they're not working. You know, they were right. Maybe when you put them on the shelf, but they're not working anymore. And I have to say, we reached out to your father, mm-hmm. who is the store manager at the James Island Lowe's Home Improvement, and asked him if, you know, he might be interested in getting involved, because James Island usually does a hurricane expo every year at their store. And Dan got back to me and said, yes, the answer is yes, let's do it. And I met him over at the James Island Lowe's, and he basically said, what flashlight would you like? And yeah. I was kind of blown away. I thought he would be steering me toward, you know, $5 or less or something. And I said, you know, we're partnering also with ABC News 4 on this. And the flashlight is going to take center stage and be kind of like the star of the hurricane prep promo that Channel 4 is going to be running the month of August. And he went right over to this Craftsman display and pulled out this $20 Craftsman flashlight, and he said, let's do this one. So
yeah, you know, we do a couple different expos. Some of our stores here locally, you know, we've got 8 stores here in the Charleston area, and we will partner up and do a couple different expos. But you know, a good flashlight is definitely one of the mandatory items that you have to have in your hurricane prep kit. And you know, there's several different things that you could have, but we try to look at it as a viewpoint of what is a must-have. And so, you know, a couple other things just to call out that are, you know, key to have in preparing for a hurricane. You know, I think a weather radio is another good item that you got to have, and that way you can stay in tune and get, you know, some live updates on what's going on. You know, we recommend that you have plenty of bottled water. And, you know, we sell bottled water. A lot of people don't think about Lowe's for bottled water, but that's an essential item to have. A first aid kit is another one that's, you know, something very, very important to have. And, you know, we also recommend that you know, our community, the citizens of our community, have generators as mm-hmm. well. You know, when your power goes out, being able to have either a portable generator or a standby generator is something that I think is key during the times of dealing with a hurricane. So there's a lot of different items. You can actually visit our website at Lowe's.com. And up top in the search field, just type in hurricane, and we list out, you know, really everything that you need to prepare, everything that you would need to clean up, and everything that you would need to recover and rebuild with. And it makes it really easy for our customers to go through and identify what exactly they may need.
I didn't realize this. I knew that Lowe's Home Improvement sells just the regular generators that people buy, but I didn't realize that you folks sold the permanent standby generators
as
well.
Yes, we sure do.
What are those?
Yeah, so we have a couple different varieties. One of our local partners is with a generator company named Generac. They're the leading generator company in the industry, and we sell them and we also install them. You know, there's some really good benefits to choosing Lowe's for the installation. You know, we have some great warranty that we provide when we install the generators. And, you know, the best thing about our generator installs is if you're interested in one, you can contact your local Lowe's, and we come out and give you a free estimate. You know, so we'll come out and assess your home, assess the needs, and get you exactly what you need. And it's all a free estimate. So it's a really good benefit. So if, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, just contact your local Lowe's and let them know that you're interested in that. And, you know, we can get somebody out to your home to get that project started before any type of hurricane were to come. So.
Right. And, you know, for people who don't know what a permanent standby generator is, when when the power goes out in your house, which is inevitable with a hurricane, the standby generator automatically switches on.
It does.
And like I can remember this past fall, I can't even remember, it was a Hurricane Matthew, I can't remember, but we've had so many scares lately that, you know, as the hurricane was approaching, I think it was Florence, that's what it was.
Okay.
And, you know, our trick was we cranked down the AC to, you know, 65, knowing that the power was going to go out.
Right.
And, but if we had a permanent standby generator, when the power goes out, it automatically, the power goes right back on. The generator switches on. And then when the power resumes, the generator automatically shuts off.
Yeah, it does. You're exactly right. That's the way it works. And, you know, if a hurricane were to hit us, you know, you just don't know how long you're going to be without power, right? So a generator, you know, is really one of those items that's kind of a necessity to have, especially with people that may have, you know, in-home oxygen and, you know, maybe different
special
things
needs.
Like insulin or special needs, you know, those, that standby generator is a critical, critical item. So that way it doesn't affect your lifestyle.
Right, right. That's true. Yeah. And I don't know, I don't want to use the word celebrating, but 2019 is the 30th anniversary of Hurricane Hugo, happened in 1989. And I moved down here 6 months after Hugo, but I had some friends living here. And they went 2 weeks without power, was hot as heck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what September's like in Charleston. It's supposedly fall, but it's still summertime, the temperatures.
Absolutely.
And so they were – nobody wants that today. Nobody,
no,
nobody
they sure
wants
don't.
To be without their AC and everything like that. Well, we are so proud to be partnering with Lowe's Home Improvement. They're going to be on display at the Charleston Fall Home Show all weekend, August 23rd through the 25th. And then on Saturday and Sunday, be one of the first 200 families when the show opens at 10 a.m. And you'll walk away with a $20 Craftsman brand flashlight from Lowe's Home Improvement. Same thing on Sunday when the show opens at 11. The first 200 families will get a free flashlight as well. So, well, how can folks get more information about Lowe's Home Improvement and some of the hurricane preparedness products, Chris?
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, you know, visit our website at lowes.com. Up top in the search bar there, just type in hurricane and search for that. And that'll give you a lot of different categories like prepare, clean up, and rebuild, and different recommendations for items that you may need. And then also, you know, we've got 8 stores here local in the Charleston area, so feel free to stop by any of our stores. We have experts on site on a regular basis that we can, you know, really answer some of those questions and start connecting people with the products that they may need to be prepared.
Excellent. Well, we have been talking with Chris Gentry with Lowe's Home Improvement. Thanks so much, Chris.
Talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.